listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The State Emergency Service is urging us to prepare for some wild autumn storms following a near record number of call-outs last year. SES Chief of Staff Robert Charlton says doing a general tidy-up of your yard is the best place to start.
Is there any branches that maybe have grown a little bit over the last year and perhaps now getting closer to their house and a risk that they might need to consider trimming those? Are there any loose items that they could move or secure?
1,800 calls for help for storm damage were received across March, April and May in 2023, the second highest number on record. Police are investigating and have appealed for the public's assistance following a scrub fire at Barungal. The blaze occurred along Barungal Road, about 300 metres south of Bailey's Road on Monday afternoon, burning about 50 square metres of land. The driver of a green Ford Falcon, seen near the area at the time, has been called upon to come forward and assist police with their inquiries. Anybody with information regarding the blaze or the driver should contact Crime Stoppers. And not everyone's impressed with the drop in power prices, as announced by the energy regulator yesterday. It revealed that electricity bills for households will fall by 2.5% in the next financial year, while small businesses will see their prices decrease by 8.2%. Rebecca Tua from the South Australian Council of Social Service says there's a lot more that could be done.
We're looking for longer term reform to bring prices down and be more consumer friendly in the long term.
That call has been echoed by the SA Business Chamber. CEO Andrew Kay says the government has to step up and provide more relief.
We're asking the government to contribute up to $1,300 a year over four payments towards supporting businesses who are really feeling the pinch from these high energy costs.